Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 27, 2025, through Friday, October 31st, 2025. Monday, October 27, 2025. Owner of New Jersey business sentenced to 41 months in prison for fraudulently obtaining over $3.2 million in Paycheck Protection Program loans. Daniel Dadoon was sentenced to 41 months in prison for fraudulently obtaining over $3.2 million in Federal Paycheck Protection Program PPP loans. According to court documents and statements made in court, from April 2020 through August 2022, Dadoon engaged in a scheme to illegally obtain over $3.2 million in PPP loans for his New Jersey businesses by submitting false and fraudulent loan applications. After receiving the PPP loan proceeds, Dadoon sought to keep the money by submitting false and fraudulent PPP loan forgiveness applications that misrepresented payroll expenses and the number of employees working at his companies. In support of the loan and loan forgiveness applications, Dadoon submitted falsified tax documents. In addition to the prison term, Judge Robert Kirsch sentenced Dadoon to 3 years supervised release and ordered restitution of $3,239,773. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, October 28, 2025. Former Plantation, Florida bookkeeper sentenced to federal prison for $9.8 million embezzlement scheme. Hava Yafra Austin, a former bookkeeper from Plantation, has been sentenced to 51 months in federal prison for orchestrating a multi-year embezzlement scheme that stole $9.8 million from her employer. The court also ordered forfeiture and restitution. Austin previously pleaded guilty to wire fraud and filing a false income tax return after failing to report the stolen funds on her return. According to court records, Austin owned and operated Accounting Solutions Today, a bookkeeping and tax services business in Broward County. Austin was also the longtime bookkeeper for the victim company, where she had signature authority over its bank accounts. From 2018 through April 2024, Austin embezzled approximately $9.8 million. Austin executed unauthorized wire transfers from the victim's company's accounts to her own businesses and used much of the stolen money to gamble at local casinos and through online gaming platforms. To conceal her theft, Austin falsified accounting entries in the victim's company's ledgers, often creating fraudulent entries under fake but similar-sounding vendor names. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, October 29, 2025. Belgian national sentenced to prison after defrauding investors in a $5 million Ponzi scheme. Kenny Dirk van der Spek, a Belgian national, was sentenced to 60 months in federal prison for operating a $5 million Ponzi scheme over the course of 5 years. Van der Spek was also sentenced to 3 years supervised release and ordered to pay full restitution in the amount of $4,107,282.97 to the victims. He also was ordered to forfeit real property in Utah and Virginia. Van der Spek pleaded guilty to securities fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering in May 2025 after he defrauded approximately 75 investors and used at least $3 million on real estate, a personal chef, a new 2022 Chevrolet Corvette, online gambling, and more. Van der Spek convinced investors to invest in his company by making false promises and misrepresentations about investor funds. Van der Spek, who was not licensed to sell securities, told investors K&K Strategies, his company, was legally operating a hedge fund and that he was licensed to do so. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, October 30, 2025. Former director of Boston nonprofit pleads guilty to fraud charges. Monica Cannon Grant, the founder and former chief executive officer of the local nonprofit Violence in Boston, VIB, pleaded guilty in federal court to making false representations in order to obtain thousands of dollars in donations that she then diverted to pay for personal expenses, defrauding the city of Boston out of COVID-19 relief funds and rental assistance money, defrauding the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office out of community reinvestment grant funds, filing false tax returns for 2 years, and failing to file tax returns for 2 years. Cannon Grant pleaded guilty to 18 counts, 3 counts of wire fraud conspiracy, 10 counts of wire fraud, 1 count of mail fraud, and 2 counts each of filing false tax returns and failing to file tax returns. Cannon Grant was charged along with her co-conspirator and husband, Clark Grant, in a 27-count superseding indictment. Clark Grant's charges were dismissed in May 2023 due to his death. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, October 31st, 2025. Founder and CFO of investment firm 777 Partners charged with $500 million fraud scheme. Joshua Wander, the co-founder of investment firm 777 Partners, was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, and securities fraud. The charges in the indictment arise from an alleged scheme by Wander and others to defraud 777 Partners, private lenders, and investors out of more than $500 million. The former CFO of 777 Partners, Damian Alfala, previously pleaded guilty to an information in connection with his participation in the fraud scheme at 777 Partners. As alleged, Wander used his investment firm, 777 Partners, to cheat private lenders and investors out of hundreds of millions of dollars by pledging assets that his firm did not own, falsifying bank statements, and making other material misrepresentations about 777's financial condition. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Federal Bureau of Investigation, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.